Richard Norman Eaton, known as Norm, was one of 14 children born to Michael and Gertrude of Gemalling. They lived on the family farm. And when Norm was old enough, he and his brother Harry left home to find work elsewhere. Norm was prospecting when war broke out. He and Harry decided to join up. So they grabbed their push bikes and rode from Mount Magnet to Perth, 560 kilometres. On the 8th of November, they were called up to go to Northern Camp as part of the 2nd 11th Battalion. In April 1940, after training, the brothers sailed for Palestine aboard a tramp ship.
No accommodation. And very little decent food because all the fridges broke down between here and Ceylon. We took on fresh meat at Colombo. A funny incident on the way over was that we decided to go on strike because of the food. Of course, the colonel called us all up and he said, "You're in the army now. It's not a strike. It's mutiny. You'll be shot." That was over very quickly after that.
The 2nd 11th fought in North Africa against the Italians and sustained many casualties. In March 1941, the battalion was ordered to Greece to stop the German advance.
We went almost up to the Yugoslav border, where we met the might of the German army with their Stukas, and we were strafed and bombed. We eventually retired to the port of Athens and were taken over to Crete. And on the 20th of May, I'll never forget this date, just on nightfall on the 20th of May, I was wounded. Stretcher bearers carried me back to where our wounded and the German wounded were all laying under the olive tree. No shelter. I was there for 10 days.
Crete was overrun and Norm was taken prisoner of war. By the end of 1944, Norm was in a camp in Poland. His wounded knee was completely stiff, and by good fortune, he landed a job in a sawmill. The alternative was working in wet coal mines in Poland. However, working for the Reich wasn't to his liking. He managed to get himself assigned to working around the camp instead.
In November 44, we could hear the Russian guns as they progressed as far as the Oder River. The Oder River in Poland wasn't very far from our camp, and we could hear the guns on the other side, and we reckoned we'd be released within the next week or two. But then round just after Christmas, I think, they marched everyone out of the camp at Lambsdorff. That was the camp I was in. They marched everyone that they thought was in the camp. They marched them out. And the next morning, there was 300 of us came up from underground. We were still there. We all hid. They'd left some guards at the camp, and they came in and said, "There's no food. You can stay here and starve." 6 weeks, and all we had to eat was potatoes. Nothing but potatoes. Nothing at all. So we boiled them, fried them, put sugar in them, did everything we possibly could.
Norm Eaton was to face more ordeals as a POW as the end of the war approached.